This episode of The Inferno is presented by Pearl River Resort. Pearl River Resort is the perfect place to spend a game day weekend. Gaming, golf, dining, entertainment, and more, there's no better place to stay and play. Today's episode rundown of The Inferno is brought to you by Legacy Credit Union. Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB. My favorite two teams are 1-4. It's not a good time of the year. It's time to start the season all over again. We'll do that this week in UAB Sports. How the Blazers are going to get me out of a speeding ticket. And Mark Ingram, have you ever thought to be a rock and roller? You play instruments,
oh,
right?
Oh, God. This was the dream job growing up.
We have the new course, Red Rider in the studio in the Inferno, which starts next.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. I want to tell you about my friends at Legacy Credit Union. Legacy began as University Credit Union in 1955 and remains committed to UAB faculty, students, alumni, and fans. Not only do they support the Birmingham community, but they are also proud sponsors of UAB and UAB Athletics. Visit LegacyCreditUnion.com and find out why you should become a member today.
The Inferno, we do it every single week. Andy Kennedy, getting ready for basketball season. I cannot wait. I got my season tickets. Thank you very much. My
beautiful
season tickets were emailed to me. I put them all in my wallet, man. I'm ready to go for every home game down there at Bartow. Super excited about that. And, of course, the football season continues to go on our way. We'll talk about the game last week. Army-Navy undefeated for the first time since 1945. Both teams have been undefeated since 1945 going into week seven. Isn't that crazy?
It really is. Yeah, you know. Both of them having the best season they've had in a long, long time. And so that's going to be a great game at the end of the year. And, of course, we've got Army. We're at Army this weekend.
Yeah. Let me tell you why you got to win that game. I was on my way out
Do
there.
Tell.
And I always leave a little early.
This is not an obvious answer, I said.
No.
Okay.
So I'm at the bottom of the hill. We're in Homewood right here, and Cumulus is up on top of the mountain here. And so there's a light where the old Jitterbugs used to be at the hotel. It could be a great haunted house. It's just torn to pieces. And so there's a stop sign there. It used to be a merge, and now it's a stop sign. And, of course, because I'm old, I couldn't look over my shoulder. So I knew there was nothing coming, so I just went ahead and pulled through. And, of course, right there, I don't even know where he came from. One of Homewood's finest.
Gotcha.
Pulled me over in the gas station parking lot at the bottom of the hill about quarter till. And he says, what's going on there, Mr. Curry? And he goes, Tony Curry? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, he goes, nice to meet you. He goes, where you headed? I said, I'm headed up to Cumulus. He goes, I didn't think you worked there anymore. I said, well, I'm doing some stuff with the UAB Blazers in Learfield, and we're doing a show called The Inferno with Coach Dilfer, and it's a great show. And he goes, oh, killer. He goes, I'm a big Blazer fan. He goes, well, I guess, you know, I'm pulling you over because you rolled the red. You rolled the red back there. And I said, yeah. I said, I didn't see you, and obviously if I had seen you, he goes, well, yeah, I figured if you'd seen me, you wouldn't have rolled through it.
Right.
And he goes, what's the Blazers going to do this weekend? And I said, well, hopefully we're going to get our second win. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll meet you here next week. He said, if the Blazers win, no ticket. And if they lose, I'm going to give you a ticket.
You got a lot riding on it.
And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And I said, you know what? That's a deal. So I have to figure out, well, first of all, I will be driving the same situation. But if, in fact, they lose, I'm going to have to figure out a back way to get up. I don't think there's a road that comes up the other side of the mountain here at home. So
no,
the Blazers got to get it done
this weekend. For sure, for sure. And if you have not been to Army, it's incredibly unique. You know, it's in West Point, New York, which you don't just stumble on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to find yourself, you know, near a game the way you would in this part of the country. Oh, you're not going to a friend that's going to the, you know, whatever, Ole Miss game or the Bama game or the Auburn or Tennessee or whatever game. You know, it's really, really up there. Their campus, which is called the Post, is larger than the island of Manhattan. And it's just wooded. It's just all woods in upstate New York. About an hour north of the city.
Anne Arundel, is that the woods up there, Anne Arundel Woods?
I don't know. It's on the Hudson River.
Yeah.
What they laughingly, the clean part, is what New Yorkers would say. And I've been there once. It is really pretty, but it is, I mean, you drive through the gate, man, and you drive like a mile before you see any, you know, buildings or, you know, that resemble a college campus or residence. They got a lot of their professors live on their campus, which is unique, again, because there's just not a lot. When you get outside the gate, there's not a lot there. And so we got a tough game. You know, we obviously are not playing the way we want to play. And I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat that. We're just not performing to the level that we're capable of. Nobody would tell you that better than our coaches. You know, if you saw the press conference the other day, you know, Trent was very much saying that. So, you know, if this is something we got an opportunity to get better, we got to get better. And we have the talent. You know, mm-hmm. we've shown moments, you know, if you look at Arkansas specifically, we've shown moments where we absolutely can play better than we're playing. So now it's about sort of putting these moments together and going and playing a complete game.
We saw what Arkansas did this past weekend. And, I mentioned my two favorite teams are 1-4. I'm a Bengals fan, so my Bengals and Blazers.
You and my wife. My wife's a Bengals fan, Cincinnati girl. She can't help it.
That was one to watch yesterday. I do want to ask you, though, and listen, I watch enough college football, and you have too. There's going to be times when games get away from you.
Sure.
Is a team 70 points better? Would they put 70 up again? Probably not. But it does happen. But I do want to ask you, and you can kind of – we used to do a show called The Coach's Chair, and I love having you on as the UAB athletic director because you can kind of pull the curtain back on what happens in the Wizard of Oz a little bit. But – how important it is, and I know Trent harps on this, winning your box and winning every play. Every coach says that. Don't think ahead. Don't think about what's going to happen after this next day. Okay, if this happens, I know you have to prepare. You have to have a blueprint. I know you have plays that are in the box when you start a game in most cases. But in this particular case, when it starts to get away from you a little bit, as a coach, and maybe you can speak for him a little bit since he's not here this week, how do you, as an individual, as a boss, as an athletic director, take things incrementally? We say one day at a time or one play at a time. How do you back it up, pause, pray a little bit, take a break and say, okay, we still have everything in front of us, and it's not always about the end, it's about how we get to that end.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's unique about Trent and some coaches, if down, you know, in the fourth quarter by three touchdowns, would start running the ball, trying to burn the clock, let's just get out of this thing.
Yeah.
He's just not that way. And so if you go back and watch it, we start going for it on fourth down every single opportunity, even at times where in what I would call a more competitive score moment, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. So, you know, go for it on the fourth down and we give it back to them on our own 35-yard line. And so that exacerbates that higher end score called last 2 to 3 touchdowns from them, is really a matter of us saying, hey, we got to take some risks. If we're going to stay in this thing or try to come back when it was still manageable, we got to take this risk. Well, then if it fails, now you're giving them the ball in incredible field position, really hurting your defense. So I'm not saying that they're not better than us. Believe me, I think Tulane is maybe – I thought Navy was the best team in the league, and now watching Tulane – up close, I had not seen Tulane play. They're a very complete football team. They are really good. They've got real depth. I think they're dramatically better than they were a year ago, and they were good last year. Remember, they played in our conference championship last year, and it was a close game that they hosted against SMU. I think they're much improved from last year. They're really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that, and it's why it's so important not just to look at the score. And again, you know, I just saw the numbers kept ticking up, and I was going back and forth between a couple of games. Yeah. I had 14. And listen, I know when you're going for it and you're on 35 and you don't make it, but I do appreciate that as a fan because you are down by 30 and you might as well go ahead and get some playing time. Like, get it in there and get it done. So, I mean, you know, take that into effect.
And the pressure, the score, Trent, you know? I can't remember the question that was asked. It was something about timeouts. You know, we started calling timeouts. Tulane had the ball, it was like a minute and a half left, and we're calling timeouts. And Trent's like, look, man, it's really just about playing more football. You know, obviously we're not going to win the game. You go, why are we doing that? We're not going to win. Of course we're not going to win. It's about getting some more reps, trying to continue to have something to evaluate. What are we doing right? What are we not doing right? Where do we need to improve? Let's get more reps of football. We're only going to get better playing football if we play more football.
Yeah. So going into this next weekend, and again, you're talking an Army who's also undefeated. The schedule for the UAB Blazers is becoming one of the hardest schedules in college football this year. It's been kind of crazy. How do you take that next step? You know, sometimes you want to give the guys a rest. Sometimes you want to give a day off. Let's forget about that game. Let's move forward. We have everything in front of us. And you have to treat every game like it's another season, like it's a new season. You're 1-4 going this game, but we're halfway through the football season. The games, there is a lot to be gained by winning football games now. How do they turn that around this weekend?
Well, and you're not halfway. Yep. I mean, we're still not halfway. You're right. There's a lot of games to be played. You got to find a way to win just one. Could you just win one? If we could just stop worrying about the season, could you just win this game? And, you know, look, man, it's hard for coaches and players. You start to feel like a broken record. Trent has used that term, in his press statements and maybe even in here, because you're preaching the same thing, which is, look, man, you do your job, and then you do your job, and then you do your job. If we all do our job and worry about ourselves, this thing works. What gets hard for a team in the position that we're in is if you get into a game and things go against you initially, that's the moment where you can't let down and go, oh, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, whatever we didn't do well a game or three ago, that is irrelevant. This game is this game. Okay, they scored or whatever, or we, you know, turned the ball over, or a thing didn't go our way. It's okay. The game's still close. You got to fight through that. You got to get, and if you could get one win, it changes the confidence.
Yeah.
Right? It completely reverses your confidence level, the way they see themselves, the way they see their ability to win. And that matters as much as your true physical ability to win a football game.
Yeah. We used to do a show called the UAB Director's Chair, and it's kind of like that today. Mark Ingram, of course, the athletic director of the UAB Blazers, and of course, Coach's Corner, which we normally do with Trent Dilfer, are brought to you by the fine folks at Viva Health and Pepsi, and of course, Legacy Credit Union bringing us the entire segment here. Back-to-back home games, UAB is 1-2 at home this year. Normally, they're really, really good at home. They have been ever since they came back in 2017. What's it feel like maybe to go on the road? And first of all, like you mentioned, you're going somewhere where it's historical. I mean, it's super cool. I mean, if you ever it's a bucket list thing. If you ever get a chance to go to an Army game, period, certainly an Army-Navy would be the best. But it's a really cool place to visit.
Yeah, a bucket list is an interesting word, a good one. I mean, because, again, you're not just going to stumble on West Point, New York, and find yourself in the area. Mm-hmm. It's not near anything. You know, people that take that trip usually go to Manhattan, and then, you know, they're like, I'm going to the Army. You know, we've got a lot of fans going this weekend, and that's kind of what they're doing. They're going to go to Manhattan for a long weekend and fit the game in. You can take a train. You can take a ferry, which is probably really fun if the weather's right, and it's supposed to be. So, yeah, it's a cool trip. Like I said, I've only been there one time. There's a beautiful, crystal clear lake on the on one side of the stadium that you kind of the media from the press box, you can sort of see it on the other side of the field, which would be behind the visiting team. Their stadium is under construction. So one thing that's unique this year about Army is the east sideline where our bench is under construction, so they've had to tighten the sideline. The space between the actual boundary and the wall is within the NCAA rules, but less than normal. So they've actually widened what they call the coach's box by 5 yards on each end to try to help our team spread out a little bit. It's a little unusual. I'm sure, look, they've been managing it. I'm sure it's fine. But, you know, they'll have all the cadets there. You know, they'll have 5,000 kids. It's a requirement. They'll all be there unless they're on a sports team that's, you know, let's say if they play a fall sport and they're traveling. Yeah. Otherwise, they're at the game. So they'll have, you know, probably 4,500 or between 4,500 and 5,000 of their students, you know, going crazy. And it's their opportunity to, you know, cut loose.
No,
and
they're undefeated.
Make noise.
I mean, it's good times, bro.
Yeah, and their
I mean,
team
really
is good. Yeah.
It's going to be in
I saw them play Temple on a Thursday night game. It was actually the Thursday before we played Navy. Temple's having a tough year, so it's, you know, maybe a tough game to judge, but they just do an excellent job with. Neither of them or Army, neither of them nor Navy, they don't make a lot of mistakes, and they do just a tremendous job with ball fakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never felt like
their misdirection is unbelievable.
Yeah, when you're in the game, if you're like physically in the game and you're a defensive tackle, obviously you're fighting off a guard and being double teamed by a center or whatever, and you're trying to find the ball, locate, you can lose sight of where the ball is.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. When you're in the stands, you kind of feel like you can follow where the ball is.
Yeah.
Man, it is hard to find where the ball is.
The camera will miss at least three times.
I haven't noticed that. Yeah, so they just do a great job with that. They're tough. They play hard. They have an unusual style and be a similar game plan for them, you presume. They play a similar game to what Navy plays. I don't know if they throw it quite as much. Navy threw it, I think, 10 times against us. I'm not sure if Army's thrown it quite that much. But,
I don't think so, yeah.
Be a similar type of game from their side. So what you can't have happen is get down. You got to get up on these guys. You got to try to score early. They don't want to play from behind. If you can figure out a way to get up, not even by a lot, one score, if you can get up on them, now they're playing in an uncomfortable space.
Yeah.
Where they want to be is they want to have ball control. If they can get a lead of any kind on you, then they're slowing it down to limit your possessions.
I have a friend of mine, Oscar Luega, who does a sports radio down in Mexico City.
Okay.
And he loves the Crimson Tide, and he'll come up and cover a game once a year. They only let him come up here one time a year. And he was talking about Army Navy. I was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, "You guys should be undefeated." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's your armed forces. You're the strongest army. You're the strongest army in the world." He said, "You should have a hell of a football team on both." I said, "You know what? That's a good point." He said, "You guys should be bigger, stronger, faster." Yeah. And he goes, "You certainly shouldn't have any penalties. You should be very, very disciplined."
They are.
The thing about Army and Navy, because of the wacky, weird kind of, you know, whether it's the wishbone or the option pass or whatever, the running the football, you can either look really good, like you stole their playbook, or they can make you look silly.
Yeah.
And you just hope you're, you know, the latter before you start the game and you're on the right page. Because when you've got them figured out, it usually goes your way. But if they get you on your heels with that ball fake and just the misdirection stuff, it'll throw you off. Coach's Corner brought to you by Aviva Health and Pepsi. Coach Trent Dilfer, he'll be back next week.
Sure.
Andy Kennedy will be back. He's going to be coming in for his first show, I think, here in a couple weeks as we get ready for basketball season. Really looking forward to that. And I do want to mention this week in Blazers Athletics.
Yes,
I'm not going to chance to touch on that. Tell everybody what's going on there.
Yeah, we've got volleyball at home Friday and Sunday, and we have women's soccer at home on Saturday night.
Okay.
So, great weekend of sports lined up. Charlotte will be here, women's soccer, Saturday night. So right up against all your football, your college football games. I don't even know who else other than us is playing. But, Charlotte historically is very, very good at soccer. So both our men's and women's soccer teams are having really strong falls, and if you're a soccer enthusiast and you love the Blazers, then check them out Saturday night.
Our hot topic comes from something I saw this morning.
Okay.
And I've seen both of these gentlemen play live in concert before, Sammy Hagar and Rick Springfield. What a lot of people don't realize is Rick actually had a hit with a Sammy written song, I'll Do Everything For You. I'll do everything.
I didn't know that Sammy wrote that song.
He wrote that back in 1976, and Sammy actually put it on an album, and then he gave it to Rick to play, and Rick took it to a top 10.
You Done Nothing For Me.
Exactly. And he still plays that song in concert. Sammy does, as well as Rick does.
Oh, does he?
So this past Saturday night, Sammy is getting ready. No one celebrates birthdays as much as I do than Sammy Hagar. And Sammy has his place, Cabo Wabo, San Lucas, which is where I had my honeymoon. He's now a dark spot in the bar because that medic didn't make it.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. But I did go to the bar, and I got sloshed up and had a good time. It's a killer bar, and there's all kinds of memorabilia of Sammy Hagar and Van Halen stuff. And Sammy's doing this Van Halen thing right now where it's called The Best of Both Worlds, where he's playing music
for him. The Best of All Worlds.
All Worlds.
Yeah.
Apologize, you're right. Yeah. Joe Satriani in it. Anthony's in it. I mean, it's just fantastic. And it's nonstop, 2 hours straight in your face. So this past Saturday night, Sammy's out, and he's like, "I want to bring a friend on stage." And here comes Rick Springfield.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great video if you get a chance. And I got goosebumps just talking about it. And I sat there and watched these two. And Rick was singing it so well that Sammy likes to, indulge and move in a little bit. And he was like, "I don't even need to help him sing this song." And it was fantastic. Sammy is going to turn 77 years old on October 13th.
Are you kidding? I would have never guessed.
70.
I mean, if you had asked me his age, I might have been like, "I bet he's 65.
That is me in 19 years.
That's okay, remarkable.
I'm at the Y this past Saturday with my daughter. She's got a volleyball game, and there's a track upstairs. It's the Y Greystone. And I got some new gym shoes on from Skechers. I got a deal going on with Skechers.
You do.
I had new shoes, and I was trying to wear them in a little bit. And the right side, the tip, got like you ever put a pair of shoes on there, it's a little too big, and they kind of
stump.
I stumble. I take a header onto the track. I hit my head, hit my shoulder, my chest. I feel like I broke a rib.
But I would love to see a video of that.
And I'm laying on the floor. I'm laying on the ground. And, of course, an older woman who's like 95 comes out. "Are you okay? Do you need a glass of water?" I couldn't get up. And I'm sitting to myself. I'm like, and, of course, my son, Xavier, he emulates me. So he fell down. But I needed him to come help his old man up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting an MRI, and I'm going to see a doctor Monday morning. And as soon as I get done with the show, I'm calling all the doctors I know. I'm going to get this fixed.
Ice bath.
Because I'm 58.
Ice bath would help.
Sammy is 77 years old. I want to know, what is Mark Ingram The Red Rider of the UAB Blazer is going to be doing when you're 70.
The Red Rocker.
The Red Rocker. I say the Red Rider because I don't want, there's only one. You're riding, right, baby? It's the Red Rocker, but the Red Rider. Yeah, I'm going to call you Red Rider.
At 77?
What do you foresee in your crystal ball of green and gold? What do you think you're going to be doing when you're 77 years of age?
You know, if things go right, I'll be selling suntan lotion on the beach or something like that. That would be a good career.
If we still have a beach by
beaches are still a thing. Yeah, I mean, I just cannot believe that he's 77. That is a I can't believe that. I hope I can move like he can move. I can't move like that now. I don't know why I think I'd be that way, you know, at that age. But good for him. Golly. And Rick Springfield, how unusual. You know, he was on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's on a soap opera, and it's like the most popular soap opera. And he's like the hunkiest, most popular guy. And then he comes out with this song, and now he's like everything. In that moment, you know, he was like the cool rock star guy and the cool actor guy, and he was everything.
You know, there's another guy, I forget his name, that was in the band Player. Baby Come Back. You know, Baby Come Back.
Yeah, I know the song.
He was a guy from a famous big jaw, black hair, I forget his name. Do you know what Rick was originally going to call Jesse's girl?
No.
Gary's girl. I think he chose the right
Gary
name.
Gary was a friend?
Gary was a friend. It was a good friend of mine. But it was
going to
be
called. That's how it was? Gary was a friend. I'm going to try to sing that song. It doesn't. With Gary, it doesn't ring the same
no,
way.
No, it does not.
I didn't know that Sammy wrote the other one either. Well, I did everything for you.
And he brings it up every time he plays the game. Because I wrote this hit. Because he's like, I probably could have had it with it, but I gave it to Rick instead. And of course, Rick's also in his 70s.
I gave it to Rick.
Yeah, well, he's getting some residuals.
There's an arrangement.
Yeah, he's getting some cash from it.
Yeah, it wasn't a complete Gillis. He's not, I'm sure, a benevolent fellow. Not that.
But it was super cool to see them on stage together. Because when Rick's not up there, he's giving Rick a hard time because Rick wasn't really a rocker.
No.
But Rick's still getting after it, too.
He still goes on tour, and he'll play those two songs, and I'm out.
Yeah, when you're selling your oil of Olay or whatever you call that stuff, the panty lotion, whatever you call it.
Is that what he's doing?
Can I hang out with you?
Oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah. How old are you?
Well, yeah, I'll need an assistant.
Yeah.
I'll need an assistant. There'll
I'll
be some requirements.
I'll take care of the kayaks and the sea-doos.
Would you please? You just keep them from floating away, and I'll manage the cash box here, and we're going to go.
Yeah, you make sure you watch the cash box. You don't want me near the cash box.
We'll have Apple Pay.
Yeah, we'll be hanging out.
We'll also have Apple Pay.
That'll be Sammy will be 96.
We won't have dental. We'll have medical. We won't have dental.
Yeah, probably not. Today's Coach's Corner, pretty much the entire show, always brought to you by Viva Health and Pepsi. Of course, we couldn't do it without the fine folks at Pearl River Resort. They do a wonderful job in Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB. We have some very important closing thoughts coming up next.
The if in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends, if you can keep an eye on your money along the way, if you know you have overdraft protection, with no fee transfers from savings, when you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Hey, we're recording the show on October 7th. This morning I woke up and it was a Hurricane 1, and now it's a Hurricane 5.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of friends and family, brothers and sisters, and just wonderful people that live down in Florida. And, of course, the panhandle of Alabama, it appears we're gonna skate that and not be affected. But Fort Myers, Tampa area is going to get hammered again. We just want to let everyone know that we're thinking about you. This has been a hurricane unlike anything we've ever seen. I think they said that it actually evolved or got up to a 5 faster than any hurricane in the history of record keeping. So we just want to let everyone down there know that we're with you. And if there's anything we can do, we hope FEMA is a big part of you recovering. But I don't know if you've got it. I got friends and family that live down there. And I'm like, I think I could go through like one or two of those. And I'm like, you know what, I'd probably move inward.
Yeah, and so I reached out to Michael Kelly, the athletic director at South Florida, to see if they have any interest in coming to Birmingham. We've done that a few times.
Yeah.
been a place where people could find relief to, we got great hotels, we have great restaurants, and we share our facilities. Of course, we've got Protective Stadium. We still have Legion Field. There's opportunity for people to at least practice and keep their student athletes moving and doing things and potentially play games if that's what they would like to do. And it's not close, but it's not to Tampa.
Yeah, it's true.
But not unrealistic. And you know, you got to go somewhere. My parents lost their house to a hurricane when I was in college, and they had to evacuate several times when they lived in this house. And what Mother Nature can do until you have to see it is really remarkable. And my father ended up in a second career. He works for FEMA now. Wow. Like, he was on the ground at Katrina the day, like a week or something after the storm. And, you know, it occurs to me, too, and this is kind of a funny thing about all of us people. We've all got these boxes. I've moved them. I got about 6 or 8 boxes that I've moved a dozen times. Mm-hmm. They're in an attic. They're in the basement of your house, right? You know what I'm talking about? You're shaking your head. Yeah. They're in your garage, up on a shelf. Yep. You haven't opened those boxes in 20 years. But let me tell you something. If sadly some natural disaster destroyed your home, the contents of those boxes are what you're going to miss the most. Mm-hmm. Isn't that unusual? And these are pictures of your grandparents. These are photo albums. It's wedding dresses. It's just stuff like
and
that.
And the only time you look at these things is when you move them. But most times,
only to look through the clear plastic. Oh, yeah. Those are my high school yearbooks. And you know, that's that T-shirt I wore in T-ball that my mom refused to throw away. Mm-hmm. But you don't ever open it, right? Yeah. But you can get another couch. You know, the devastation of it all is you can get another couch. You can't get any of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have – this is – okay, so this is a funny story. I don't have any photos of myself before, like 21. Mm-hmm. And my mother's mother had, like, 3 pictures of me as a baby. Well, she had more than that. But she had – so she gives them to my – when she died, my mom gets them. So then my mom sends them to me. She takes a picture of them with her phone, and she sends it to me. And she says, I want you to save these pictures in your phone. And I said, okay, well, all right. And she's sort of talking about how we lost all these pictures of me. And I said, okay. And she says, you know, just so you have them. And I said, well, Mom, what if I lose my phone? And she says, well, they'll be in the cloud. And I said, Mom, you don't even know what the cloud is. She goes, Mark, Google says it's there. Don't question your mother. They're in the cloud. And so I have 3 pictures of myself as a baby on my phone. If that's not weird enough, it's pretty weird.
You should post them.
No, I've shown them occasionally when I have to tell my children how much cuter I was.
How big were you when you were born? How big were you? How many pounds?
18 pounds. Jeez. I was 18. No. I don't know.
You were a Red Rocker.
I got it. I'll show you the picture. They're kind of funny.
I was talking to an insurance friend of mine yesterday, and what people don't realize is insurance companies are. There's only 4 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're like, there's only 4 insurance companies in the United States of America. Everything else is underneath those 4. So if you have an insurance provider that is not one of the big 4, they work for one of those big 4. So. Which is really hard to believe that there's not more of them. He said that last year, 62% of all flood damaged homes. Nice.
Is that weird?
Yeah, that's good.
That's so funny. I always tell my kids, you weren't cute. This is a cute baby. That's a cute baby.
63% of all flood damaged homes last year were not in flood zones.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, listen, all these people in North Carolina. I reached out to South Florida. I reached out to Appalachian State, too. Asheville. Who would think you live in the mountains and you're going to hit with hurricane damage?
Dude, the interstate's closed.
So they probably don't have – why would you have flood insurance?
The interstate we took to get to your basketball game is closed right now. It's crazy. All right, that's the Inferno. Thank you so much for listening again. Trent Dilfer will join us next week. Andy Kennedy, we're going to get both these guys in this, dude. I can't wait to get them all in here. Get all 4 guys.
What about a wrestling match?
Whatever it takes. Cage match. We can do that.
Yeah.
We get Molly to come up and
she can ding ding.
She can be the announcer or whatever.
Stripes shirt on. This is National Officials Appreciation Week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Let's let that week slide by. There's really no appreciation there at all, is there?
National hug a ref.
Yeah, we'll hug
if you know a ref, hug a ref.
We'll hug a ref. Yeah, that's cool. They should have National Makeup Call Day is what they should have, because if they screw up, the next one's always going on your side.
Brought to you by UAB Eye Care.
This is UAB's The Inferno. I'm Tony Curry, Mark Ingram. Have yourself a great week.
This episode of The Inferno is presented by Pearl River Resort. Call an early weekend and head over to Pearl River Resort, where it's always no work and all play at Silver Star, Golden Moon, and Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. And be sure to catch the big game excitement at Timeout Lounge.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.